Bill Peduto's transition team handed over to the Pittsburgh Foundation 30 job descriptions and the keys to much of the selection process. Applicants will submit their resumes, which will then be passed through several professional search organizations. Applicants that rise to the top in that stage will be reviewed by teams of volunteers recruited by the foundation, and then finally passed through one final group of reviewers to make sure there has been no political favoritism. From there, Pittsburgh Foundation President Grant Oliphant says the names are handed over to the new administration.
If they are not happy with any of the names or any of the candidates who are brought to them, they have the right to ask us to go back and reopen the search and look for new candidates. But what we've agreed is that they will not go outside the process and simply hire from outside of it.
Oliphant and Peduto say that although the model has been employed in Philadelphia and Denver, it's never been used to this extent. Peduto says just taking this approach shows a new government is on the horizon.
When we first announced this, an old political warhorse, a good friend, called Kevin Ackland, my chief of staff, and said, "You guys are crazy. You're giving away all your power." And Kevin said to me, "Anytime you can trade talent for power, I'll take that trade."
Peduto says there are about 140 jobs that serve at the will of the mayor, but fewer than 70 of them will rise to the level of being posted on the site. Positions like crossing guard will not go through the website talent-city.org, but anything with a salary of more than $70,000 will.
And this is something that is going to be transformative for Pittsburgh and where we're going in the next few years. You know, this city is at a great transition, and we don't even know yet where it is going to take us.
Among the jobs on the site are Assistant Chief of Building Inspections, Director of City Planning, Budget Office Director, and Public Safety Director. Public Safety Director is the last cabinet-level position to be filled by Peduto. The other top-level administrators were all named 2 weeks ago. Peduto says it's important to choose a good Public Safety Director because that will eventually lead to the hiring of a new police chief, which he says will not be rushed. In fact, he does not think that a new chief of police will be hired until May at the earliest.
To really get the best from law enforcement, the best standards of what a police chief should be, what type of education, what type of training, what type of experience, and then run a second track from the community. What are people looking for in their police chief?
A new police chief has historically come from within the ranks.
With the level of scrutiny that has been happening for the past year, that it may be better to look from outside, to bring somebody in who's fresh and doesn't have any connections to any of the other groups within the Bureau.
All of the current city employees who hold the jobs listed on the site have been notified and invited to reapply. The process could result, though, in massive turnover among some of the most important positions in City Hall. However, Peduto says he thinks there will be enough institutional knowledge to keep the city running. He also does not think there will be much friction when longtime employees start to take orders from new hires.
The morale within city workforce is so low. People stop me on the street that are city workers, people on the way to the city-county building. I can't make it up to the fifth floor, telling me how much they're looking forward to things being different. People just want a fair opportunity. The city workforce wants to be heard. There's a lot of solutions that could come from the people that are working there that are not making their way up.
The search process is being paid for by a $275,000 grant from the Pittsburgh Foundation. Applications will be accepted through December 15th. Peduto hopes to use the same process in the coming months to find new board and commission members. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Mark Neutbar.